What's up, guys?
Yo.
Hi.
Hi.
I loved it.
Hi.
I was kind of weak, but I loved it.
You guys had a good week since we last, well, we didn't record last week.
We did not record last week.
I had a good time. I had a good Christmas time.
Yeah, this is a whole new season. Welcome to season two, everybody. We're here.
Yeah, we're doing it again, just with
three
fresh
guys
faces.
Talking into microphones
from the top. That's the new three guys mics.
Three guys mics. Can
that
I ask you guys a question?
That sounds like a gay thing to me.
That sounds like my podcast. Like it sounds like I go by Mike.
Yeah,
and you guys we're just. Yeah,
that's
anyway,
like an old like '60s rock band.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Three guys mics.
I like it.
Yeah,
because like it was always like Tommy and the Wings. You know, it was like.
It's not the worst name, but it's definitely not.
But there was always a guy.
There's always. It's like Dave's band.
I always thought that was so weird how the whole band's okay with one person being the center of attention.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I guess Dave Matthews is like the singer, right? And he's like, hey, I just need someone to play the guitar. What's the band name? Dave Matthews Band.
To be fair, though, with that band, I don't know any, and I'm not like crazy into music. I can't tell you the guitarist for everything, but like Red Hot Chili Peppers, I can name those guys, all of them.
I can't.
That's Dave Matthews
one of my
band.
Bands, and I can't.
Dave Matthews Band. I have no clue who anybody outside of Dave Matthews is.
Dude, I don't.
You could tell me it's completely.
Well, it's all about Dave. I mean, it's all about him.
Yeah. I mean, he did let us know up front.
I have a friend. He has a band. It's called the Preston Benfield Band.
The what?
The Preston Benfield Band.
Preston what?
Benfield. That's his last
Benfield?
Name. First
oh,
and last
Preston
name.
Preston Benfield
yeah,
Band.
Yeah, he's really good, too. But it's his band.
He's going for the Dave Matthews Band kind of thing.
Like what does he do, EDM?
No, country. He's good, though. I don't listen to country. But it's
the
good.
Last name, like Benfield, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not jumping into the hip-hop game.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Benfield spitting bars.
What? You said Preston Benfield?
Yeah.
Hey, check out Preston Benfield. I haven't. I don't think Matt's ever checked him out.
Well, it's the first plug.
I mean, it was just
first plug.
Preston Benfield. You keep doing you, man.
You keep doing you, man.
Love the Dave Matthews energy. That's a certain type of energy, and I respect anybody who has it.
Did we talk about the Spider-Man movie at all?
We're not going.
We're
to.
Going to.
No, dude.
We're definitely
bro.
Going
it's
to.
Too new.
It's we not. A spoiler warning.
No,
we're going to talk about Spider-Man.
Listen.
Just put in a timer and let them know
dude,
to fast forward a minute.
I got
it's
on,
been out a week. It's too long.
I got on my high horse on Facebook, and I got to stand by my words now.
Dude.
So.
If you haven't at least pirated the movie by now, what I mean, are you a fan?
Hey, we don't.
I saw it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, me
on
too.
On my birthday, the day after it came out.
Happy birthday as well. See, Michael's had a birthday. We've had Jesus's. Is it birthday?
Did I tell you happy birthday?
No, neither one of you did.
Dude, literally.
Did you talk to him?
Listen.
He did a day late. Matt called me on my birthday.
Okay.
And didn't tell him.
We had a whole ass conversation on my birthday.
And the whole time he's like, got to be waiting. Like, he's going to drop it at the end.
He's going to say it, right?
Oh, by the way, bro.
Yeah, I was like thinking like, oh, yeah. Happy birthday, man. Nope. He was just like, what did we even talk about? I was at TJ Maxx. And you're like, what are you doing? I'm always at a store.
Yeah.
Also.
Literally every time I call Michael. And it's a few times a week. He is either at Little Caesars or like buying some arbitrary shit. Not even normal stuff. It's like getting a rug. Or
yeah. To be fair, I didn't know it was your birthday until like the day after whenever I saw it on Facebook. But I also will never message someone the day after their birthday to tell them happy birthday.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was more
upset. I have to stand by that.
I was more upset with you not wishing me happy birthday. than Matt. And the only
I don't have Facebook.
That is why.
I knew it.
That is why. Like, you know, I was like, oh, damn. Okay. Well, I mean, he could have remembered or something.
I did see it. No, I did see it after the fact.
You posted on Facebook on my birthday. And like,
what did I post?
I don't know what you posted, but you posted something. Like, you'd opened the app. You'd done something.
Yeah. Okay. So,
and I was like, we're close enough of friends and we interact with each other enough on Facebook that that would have popped up.
If I would have noticed it the day of your birthday, it would have been a whole different story.
No, here's the thing, though, because I don't know format wise. Does it like pop up? Like, hey, wish Michael a happy birthday.
It'll tell you, it'll give you like notifications for some people.
It's like, get this shit out of my way. All these ads I'm trying to.
Yeah.
It'll give you notifications for some people.
He's like, I don't need hymns. My hair's fine.
On your timeline. Like on Tony's birthday last January.
He didn't even know the month.
Yeah.
I didn't think even. I was hoping you didn't know my month.
Wait, December, January, February.
You know it to the day?
January 18th. Anyway, last January 18th.
Mine's a mystery.
It popped up everywhere.
February 17th.
Your birthday is in.
It's the 17th.
Son of a bitch. It's in July, isn't it?
No, it's February. The 20th.
July.
It's February.
February 23rd.
Is it February?
It's the 2nd.
Oh, no. I was so wrong.
But anyways,
it's one. We have a 1 in 28 chance of getting it.
Well, I was born on a leap year. No, you weren't. On the 29th. So
that, were you really? No, you weren't.
So I'm
weren't.
8 years old.
Anyway, January 18th, Tony. It blew up on Facebook.
You better not wish me happy birthday.
I won't.
Don't. I'll be mad if you. I will actually be mad if you do wish me happy birthday.
I'm petty like that. And everyone listening, do not wish Tony a happy birthday. Actually, if you're going to wish Tony a happy birthday, tell him to kick rocks.
I hope Grace does something cool for my birthday, man.
Dude, Kayla, she got me tickets to see Asa Minaj.
What's that?
That's a comedian, you uncultured.
Asa Minaj? I don't think I've seen. Is it him or her?
It's a him. He's really good. He has a...
No, it was like Nicki Minaj's cousin or something.
Dude, okay, I told my dad who I was seeing, and he's like...
Oh, cool. Like, don't support your country. Nice,
he's
Michael.
Like, he's like, I thought...
I fought for nothing. Good.
He was worried.
Happy to know I wasted my time over there.
He was like, I thought that was a rap artist.
My man.
And he was like...
What's his name?
My dad?
Yeah.
Robert.
Robert. Nice to meet you, Robert.
I thought that was like a rap artist, like a woman.
I feel like he wouldn't take that news.
I was like, no, it's a stand-up comedian. And he's like, where's he from? And I was like... India, does it matter? And he's like, no, it doesn't matter. He's like, you don't hear that name every day. And I was
goes
like,
Indian. He goes,
that makes sense, I guess.
Awesome, Minaj. Hey, was it good?
No. We haven't gone yet. It's in February, actually, on Matt's birthday. So fuck yourself. No.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what his birthday is. No, we're having.
Well, I'm actually headlining for him, so I'm glad you get to see me on.
You're
my
headlining
birthday.
For him. That's cool.
Or that's what they should.
Yeah, I'm headlining for Nasim Minaj.
You killed it. That awesome, was an awesome,
awesome Minaj.
That's the way you say it, honestly. No, it's a really cool little weekend that we have. She's got a work thing down in Orlando, and we're flying out of Asheville, I think. So we're going. Yeah, we're flying out of Asheville. So the show is in like Charlotte.
I would tell you to hide all that money, but somewhere. I know you can't.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it, bro.
No.
It's flown out of the closet.
Tony's missed your money bags. You remember, what was it, your Orlando trip? Oh, anyway, your Orlando trip, your honeymoon. And he's like, yeah, we stayed at Universal.
Yeah.
Tickets are $90 a day to get into the park, and you're at Universal.
Didn't you go there at one point?
Yeah, for one day, because I'm broke.
Buzz Lightyear was our personal
servant.
Well,
we had wedding money, bro. I can't help it.
The Slinky Dog from Toy Story followed us around.
Do you know, randomly enough, the first thing I bought with the money we got from our wedding, it was a gift card I got at our wedding. The first thing I bought was a cooler.
Really?
Don't know why that was the first thing that came into my head, but we went to Walmart the day after. Because
you have money like that.
Yeah, it was.
You probably got one of them expensive ass Yeti.
An OtterBox cooler.
Yeah,
I got
dude.
A knockoff Yeti. I got one of the.
They have them at Best Buy.
One of the Walmart brand Yeti coolers.
Ozark Trails. Love
yeah.
Ozark Trails.
Dude,
it was
like
fan.
$80.
They're just as expensive now. They're just as expensive.
Are they really?
Well,
they're
I got expensive.
They
I
get
got
a little clout.
I got it at $80, and I respect that.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to Orlando?
Yeah. So yeah. So we're going to somewhere in North Carolina. I can't
the
think.
Homeland of Nasim Badaj.
That's not. Then we're flying out of Asheville to Orlando for a weekend because she's got like this work thing, like this work conference or whatever. So I get to hang out in Orlando by myself for one day while she's doing this work thing.
Dude, lit, you should
bro.
Go to the Dude, Star go, Wars thing.
Go do go-karts.
I can. Wait. I'm not going to Orlando to do go-karts. There's cooler things in Orlando to do than
dude,
go-karts.
Dude, I'm be honest
Isn't
with
there
you,
like
dude?
A Star Wars thing down there?
No. There is a...
I'm pretty sure. Jay Hill was at it, wasn't he?
Last time I went to Orlando...
Yeah, no, it's a Disney. It's a Disney.
You got social media? What are you talking about? Don't shrug your shoulders at me.
I don't know. You know, he did go. He was at the one...
The biggest social media presence
of
anyone I know.
There got to be some cool-ass go-karts to go all the way down to Orlando to do some go-karts.
He's missing birthdays.
Dude, I'll be honest with you, man. I fucking love go-karts. And when we
I mean, I like go-karts too, but like if I got one day to myself, I'm not doing go-karts.
I would do go-karts for a couple hours, dude.
I'd do submarine.
You get to wreck into kids and shit.
Dude.
Submarine go-karts.
Oh, my God.
Submarine go-karts?
Yeah. You just bash into each other.
I think the question he had was the submarine part of that sentence.
Yeah, go-karts, like bumper cars, kind of.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking underwater.
Yeah, submarines.
Okay, there was dead silence for a second. Me and Matt, I'm not on the same page as you guys or something. Not the last time.
All right, you're going to Orlando.
Yes.
And then you're going to go to Disney by yourself.
That would be maybe Universal by myself.
Fuck, yeah, you have to have a kid.
Don't go to Disney by yourself. That's sad.
Yeah, dude. If I go
a
to
a grown
Disney,
man, have a mustache.
If
too.
I go to, I mean, it's 2 months out. I have time to grow a nice mustache in 2 months. So
I wish I could grow a mean mustache, dude.
We should have. Oh man, we should have done that in November. We should have all grown out We're doing that this November.
I did have one in November, I think.
I was starting the new job, and I was like, that's a bold thing to start
Oh, maybe I did.
I'm just going to buy a mustache and put it on.
Dude, I have a fake mustache somewhere in this house.
Because you guys, you can just tell. You can grow good mustaches. You look at me, and it's just, you can tell I can't.
I can't grow a beard to save my life, and I'll tell you what, I can grow
Isn't that weird how you can't grow a beard, but you can grow a thick mustache.
I grow a thick mustache. I can grow, I can get a goatee in, but my goatee, I look like I'm on a list when I have a goatee, so I don't grow a goatee.
I've never seen you
on Blacklist.
It's,
dude. Tony's been watching Blacklist, guys.
There's a reason that you've never seen me with a
goatee. Tony, the chemo's hard on the facial hair is the main thing I would say to you.
That's a callback to the first or second time he was on the show.
Yeah.
The go-karts. I was in Pigeon Forge with Kayla one time, and we just did go-karts because you do when you're in Pigeon Forge and everything. And we went to, like, the fastest one there, even though they all say they're the fastest. But
fast track.
Yeah. We go to one of them, and her go-kart breaks down at the top of this hill. And so I go down to the bottom, and, like, people are, like, weaving around her and stuff, being good people. I go down to the bottom, and I'm like, hey, like, her cart is broken down up there.
And you stopped racing?
Well, this was actually at the end of the race. She got stuck halfway through, and then I didn't leave. I mean, I left her for a while.
Did you win the race?
You don't race and go. Well, I mean,
oh, bro, everything's a race.
I beat her, so
I ain't stopping until the race is over.
Listen, it was at the end of the race. I stopped and like, hey, her car is stuck up there. I just like, and they're like, oh, do you know her? I was like, yeah, it's my wife. And they're like,
on the lap around, I'm bumping her into somebody else to gain an edge.
They're like, yeah, just go up there and push her. And so I had to floor it. I got to go do the whole go-kart track by myself because the race.
You
should have
passed her the first time.
Yeah, like, I would have missed her. I would have got a lap.
Yeah.
I should have, yeah.
You're like, I missed her.
And it's a decently long one. So I go up there and I'm trying to ward her, but like,
yeah.
What are you, like, it's loud. It's go-karts. You're loud. So I go up there and I slammed it too. I slowed down.
I don't think that's
what
they mean when they mean push her. I don't think they mean rear end her.
I didn't like slam it. I slowed down.
Yeah. I think they mean pull up behind her and then push her.
No, really lay into it.
Like, yeah, man, just
don't let up.
Hammer down.
They go 25 miles an hour. I was going probably like 23. No, I'm just kidding. I slowed down like 5 miles an hour. I didn't give her a concussion and whiplash.
I like indoor go-karts so much that I would get like a season pass to go.
Dude, remember,
so much
I
would
have just kept going around and be like, yeah, I keep missing her. I don't know.
We used to have a fun expedition.
We used to have like one or two places to go play, go drive go-karts around here. And they all shut down.
I went to, it was somewhere in North Carolina, Charlotte, I believe. And I went and met these two guys called the Benham Brothers. They're like huge real estate guys. They were going to be the Property Brothers on HGTV. But the Benham Brothers are hardcore Christian and wanted it to be like based in that, and HGTV just was not about it.
And you met this person?
I met these guys. They're twins. They're jacked, handsome dudes, super successful. I mean, what you would
sell
imagine.
Sell some homes.
Yeah.
These guys? Right Benham. Here? Hold on.
Tony's out here Googling them.
That's them.
That's them?
That is them.
Let's see.
I hung out with those guys.
They are handsome.
Good looking dudes.
I hung out with those guys. But anyways, we went to Charlotte and went to an indoor go-kart thing. And bro, we ate like savages right before it.
How did you meet these people?
And so one of the guys that we went with, yeah, they've got books and everything. One of the guys we went with is a big dude. And dude, we were doing those indoor go-karts and we were flying.
They're both huge.
And all of a sudden he starts going really slow. And I'm like, hey, is your cart good? Yeah, as I'm passing him, he's like, yeah, you know, waving me on, I'm fine. Out of nowhere, you just see him jump up out of that thing, run across the track, pull off his helmet, and just throw up everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Which one was it?
We went to Duncan, and he was, like, throwing up.
God.
I mean, bro, he had motion sickness bad. It wasn't one of the brothers.
I thought you were telling it was one of the brothers.
No, God, no.
God, that'd be so funny.
No. They're too successful to be vomiting.
I was
going to
say, these don't look like the guys.
They're very put together to be just.
As I was looking at the picture of these statues of men.
That's a good way to put it.
I didn't think there was the type of guys that would throw up from go-karts.
They tried out for Hercules. That's what they look like.
Dude, they're some good looking dudes. I ain't going to lie, bro. They're like jacked, successful, real estate Christians. They got baseball pictures up here.
Yeah, Tony, I don't think they're that interested in you then.
Just saying, man. How did you meet these people?
The owner of the place I worked at.
Really?
Knew them.
That makes sense.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, they're definitely well known. They definitely have books.
Not that you would know them naturally, but I know the guy. I know the guy you used to work for.
There's
so,
just
yeah.
no reason for me to know them.
Yeah.
So
That makes sense.
That's but, dude, dope. Those indoor go-karts, that's the whole point of it. Those things are nutty.
It is so much fun. They go fast, and you can drift them. And, dude, we went to Pittsburgh, and we went to, like, the fastest ones in Pittsburgh or whatever.
They're always the fastest ones.
But they had what they had is TVs above the track. So when you were going around the lap, you could see what place you were in how fast your go-kart style.
That's sick. I've never been to one like that.
The first race, I came in second place, and this little kid was talking shit to me. I was like, that'll never happen again. And he just looked at me, and we'd paid $50, so it was like seven races.
Yeah.
I was with Marquise and Kalen up there. And after that first race, I dominated every single race. I came in the top five for the fastest lap they ever had up there. I dominated.
That's actually really impressive.
Yeah. I also wrecked every single kid I saw.
I'm proud of you,
into
Tony.
The walls. Like, we were going
you
hard.
You have just like slow times. It's just everybody else is out of commission.
Yeah, dude.
You just flipped other kids.
Yes, bro.
When I'm driving go-karts and kids are like being shitheads and like cutting you off and like whatever, I will like
fishtail them.
I will fishtail them. I don't care.
I put myself in the mindset that this is NASCAR and I have to win.
We did like a multiple laps thing.
Yes.
And I didn't have the fastest lap, but I had the fastest time for the race.
Mm. Oh, so you're consistent.
Yes.
I respect that.
Mm. I like that.
I always hate when
the guy that got the fastest was the one that threw up. So
no wonder he threw up.
He earned his vomit.
I always hate whenever people are like, "Yeah, I let my kids win at things like go karts." Like,
I would never.
Absolutely not. Like when I have kids,
I'm gonna talk shit to them.
They are not gonna be better.
I think I'll do steroids when I have a kid.
No, like kids are not gonna.
I have a son. I think I'll juice.
Like if I have a son, he's not gonna
keep him scared.
He's not gonna be better at video games than me until he's better at video games than me.
No, dude. Dunking on my kids.
Like, I am going to dominate my kids. I'll never let them beat me in basketball. That won't ever happen.
Yeah.
That'll never
like,
happen.
Dude, when my son's like, hey, you want to play basketball? Like a little one-on-one? And I'll be like, yeah, let's play one-on-one.
Let's play. Let's show you why I'm the best.
Yeah, let's see it. And I'm not going to let him win. I'm going to show him what this world is about. And he's going to learn from that.
Me and Bennett were talking about that the other day, how like people babyfy their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Coddle them and like, put them in little cookie cutter boxes and like, oh, nothing ever bad will happen. That's not going to be me. This is just not going to be me at all. I'm going to be the parent that dunks on my kids.
Dude. I mean, I love it.
And then
I love it.
Grace will get mad at me and I'll be like, I don't care. They have to learn.
No, like, I mean,
I think they learn through that to a certain point. Like all the bet, like when kids play travel sports, right? The best strategy for that is to put your 9-year-old on like a U-12 team. So he's playing up against kids way older than him, way bigger than him.
Yeah, forces them to get
or
better.
It
forces them to get better. Like it's one thing not to, you know, I was exaggerating obviously. Like I'm not going to do something that's going to make my kid not have fun, right? But like I don't want them to feel like they won something if they didn't win something. Like I'm not going to just be mean
and
to
like,
them. I'll let them win.
Think about NBA players. There's all these NBA players that they're kids. And granted, they have genetics to be 6'7".
Yeah.
It plays a big part.
Yeah, but LeBron James's kids aren't legitimately beating LeBron. LeBron James Jr. Is not better than LeBron James.
But, dude, whenever you're 9 and you're playing ball against LeBron James, you're gonna end up being pretty good at the sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just having access to his trainers and in the regimen he has and obviously the money to keep your body the way it needs to be. Like, yeah, you're already put in a position to succeed.
It does seem like... So, like, really, not all of them, obviously, but it seems like a lot of really successful people are in, like, crazy good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they care about their health.
Health is your wealth.
I think it's two things, though.
I like that.
It's one, that it's, like, they're disciplined. That's why they were successful. But they're also successful in everything. Mm-hmm. So, they're taking care of themselves really well. But, dude, it's also when you have that much money, you can have, like, LeBron spends $1 million a year on recovery.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not more than that, honestly.
It probably is now.
Yeah, it probably is now.
But, like...
He's getting up there in age.
To have the money to have those assets and to have a trainer that's like, oh, I've got you down to a science. Like, I know exactly how to shape you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bro. That, I mean, there's a definite benefit there.
I agree.
I think what's crazy about LeBron is he just got to 36,000 points.
I was going to bring that up.
And someone was like, he's getting old. Who knows if he'll pass Kareem's record?
And Kareem
he's
only like 39,000?
Kareem had like 38,000.
Okay.
LeBron's the fastest player ever to 36,000.
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
And 35, and 34, and every single 1,000 before that.
I mean, and barring injury or something out of his control.
Oh, he'll get it.
Yeah, like, of course. He'll get it. Yeah. There's no question.
The thing with LeBron is, and I could be off here, he doesn't seem to really be injured for long periods, right?
No, he's only had like two injuries that really kept him out. But when he gets hurt, it's like
he's a baby.
Oh, about, God. He cries more than any other player I've ever seen in my life.
He did pull a lot of, he did do a lot of flops back.
The fake eye pokes and all that.
He did a lot of flops.
I'm not saying that, but like.
Dude, sustainability. Like,
Derrick Rose
up there with
has spent more time not playing than he has playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just keeps fucking his knees up.
Yeah,
or it's his knees,
I mean,
right?
It's every player in the NBA has issues. Like you look at Jimmy Butler right now; he's fighting through injuries, trying to stay healthy. The one player that you can look at is LeBron James and Chris Paul, who they're like the pinnacles of health, and they don't get hurt. And it's because of the money and the science they put in their bodies. But LeBron, dude, to be playing at the level he's playing at right now at this age is just insane.
It is pretty wild.
We've never seen it before.
Barring Kobe's ACL, he didn't get hurt really. Which that's a big
until
one.
He had the ACL. And
that's
then
a big one.
Then once he had the ACL,
did he have an
he
did Achilles?
Get Achilles. That game. It was the Achilles.
Oh yeah.
I was he gonna did say, I thought he had an Achilles.
The game, shot the free throws at the end.
Yeah, like he did still play after he tore his. Was it his ACL? I thought
it was his Achilles.
It was Achilles.
And bro,
same
yeah.
thing with Troy Polamalu. Once he tore his Achilles, he was done. He just never was able to recover from that.
I tore mine, and like you, it's crazy.
Yeah, really? I can imagine.
I couldn't, dude. I've never actually been hurt. Like, I've sprained my ankle before.
I've
never pulled ACL, MCL, Achilles, nothing like that. Like, I couldn't imagine that feeling of, like, being scared to cut. Like, to cut on your, like, leg or something like that, or to make a hard step.
The thing with the Achilles, at least what my surgeon told me, was that you're more likely to hurt your other Achilles.
Really?
Than you are the one that's restructured. Because the way they restructure it, dude, it's like, twice as thick now. You know what I mean? Like, it's way thicker and more,
mm-hmm.
like, sturdy.
And you probably...
Your flexibility is effed.
I can imagine that, too.
And the recovery sucks. It just takes so long, bro.
You probably also have, like, this mental block where if you mess up your left leg that you're now...
Yeah,
like, I don't want to use my left leg anymore.
That's
so
what
now
I mean.
You're
like, just
weaker.
Just,
and,
especially if you're an athlete and you're playing sports, like, in basketball, if you tear your Achilles, your job's to run and dunk and jump.
Yeah.
Now you're
now
afraid,
with running, it's
you're afraid
a problem.
To do it. You know what I mean? Now you're afraid to do it. That's going to hinder your game.
Yeah. I didn't know what happened. Like, I thought, because you play sports, you get hurt. You're like, hey, it'll be fine in a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, whatever. I was in probably like 40 minutes away. I was in Irwin at this like indoor soccer facility thing. I drove like three people home that night. This happened on like a Friday. I didn't go to a doctor until like Monday.
Yeah.
I went grocery shopping.
Did my brother tell you what happened when he tore it? I think it's his ACL that he tore.
Mm-mm.
And Robert, I'm sorry if it's not, even though you don't listen. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. He's catching up. But I think it was his ACL that he tore. He was doing a Tough Mudder or like a Spartan race or something.
Yeah.
And he got hurt. Knew he got hurt. Finished.
Yeah.
Because he's a badass. And then he did like four or five more with his knee just all jacked up. Could barely run, but he's like, I'm okay.
Yeah, quitters don't win.
He's
dude,
I'm okay.
Some people tore their ACL not known it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened with him. He didn't know. And then he finally went. And he
didn't
got
Tom Brady
out.
Do something like that?
Who knows, dude? He's insane.
No, like he got injured. And he was like, I'll just get it fixed after I win the Super Bowl really quick.
That was like last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like
recently. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he ended up getting checked out and went to, I don't know if he did therapy first. I don't think he did therapy first, but he got a surgery right at COVID when all the Spartan races and Tough Mudders. So he did it at a good time. Got, now he's good. He can walk again. He's on his feet. But like, yeah, he messed his leg up.
Dude, the Achilles is weird because you can't put, it's what attaches your calf to your foot.
Yeah.
And so you can't put any weight on your toes on that foot. Like the front half of your foot, you can't use when it's snapped. And
so
I was literally having to like lead with that same foot.
My mom just broke her foot. Shout out, mom.
Shout out. RIP.
Shout out.
Not RIP.
She broke her foot.
She
broke her foot on riding on the back of a dirt bike.
RIP to never broke a bone. Am I right? Anyway.
She's like the aunt in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, bro.
Going doom buggy racing. Yeah,
she was like, I wanted to be the cool aunt, so I got on the dirt bike. And then she's like, I think my foot's hurt. And I looked at it, I was like, Mom, your foot's broke.
Yeah, it's purple.
Like, that's bad.
It's four times the size.
Exactly.
So. I've thankfully never broke anything, but it always, like, I get it, though. But whenever people, like, do something like that, they're like, no, it's fine. Like, it's okay. Like, well, they break their foot. They're, like, they're just in denial.
It's adrenaline, dude.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. There's this weird moment of, like, oh, something's clearly not right, but your body knows something's wrong and kicks in adrenaline.
Yeah.
But mentally, you're like, oh, that's weird.
We talked about that guy who played for Duke or whoever it was who broke his leg and snapped, and it was disgusting. It was a meme for years.
Kevin Ware.
Kevin Ware. Do you guys remember when Paul George did it, though?
Yeah. Because
Paul George did it.
Bad.
Worse.
No, not worse.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't laying on the floor with the bone sticking out. That is scarred in
Kevin
my brain.
Kevin Ware's bone shot out of his flesh.
Yeah.
And you could see it, dude. And in the video, dude, when you watch it, dude, it is like horrifying watching the people's reactions.
That's probably the worst thing I've ever seen.
When you see the players that look at him and they start freaking losing it, dude, and they're on the floor crying all around, that I'll never forget that, dude. That was crazy.
I've watched somebody kill themselves on a jet ski on accident. Like, they hit something and they died. Like, I've watched that.
Yeah, you told me about that.
I was like 8 when that happened. And Kevin Ware, watching a video of Kevin Ware breaking his bones was like more gut-wrenching than that. Because, well, to be fair, I was like not a mile. Yeah. I was like half a mile away from that person, so I didn't really see anything. But
because Kevin Ware was so personal.
It was like, you see it.
Yeah.
Like, the camera.
You see his reaction, too. And you see everyone else's reaction. And that's what scares you more than anything, I think.
Dude, how did the camera guy just, like, you know what?
Right, he just pointed it and was like, he just pointed it and he put his hands up.
He had to have, because that was, I couldn't handle that. Like, that was so intense.
I mean, the refs were jumping around. Like, everyone was freaking out.
Yeah, dude, you don't just, that's not something you see in your daily life. Like, I've made the joke several times. Like, I don't see blood in my daily life, and I'm okay with that.
I will say, one time when I was playing basketball,
I'm watching it right now.
Junior year.
Are you really watching
it
right
now? Have you ever seen it?
I'll pull it up on the
TV. I've seen it. It's been a long time.
I don't want to pull it up on the TV.
I will say, dude, my junior year, we were playing against Avery, and my best friend, Jesse Potter, came down the court as fast as he could and snatched it back. And this kid snapped his ankle so hard that they had to call an ambulance in. And it literally broke his ankles. And me and him both got – it literally broke his ankles. And me and Jesse both got technicals, and I got thrown out of the game because we were jumping around, freaking out. Not because we were sad or scared, but because he snapped this dude's ankle so hard. We were jumping. We were like, oh, and the crowd's dead quiet, dude. Yeah, Kevin Ware.
Dude, read
bad.
The room. Like,
dude, we were so pumped. He literally snapped his ankle so hard that he had to get an ambulance. Right now, Matt's watching the Kevin Ware video and just reliving every moment.
I was about to pull it up on the TV, but then I thought
I keep watching it. I keep double tapping, going back, watching it.
I don't need to pull it up on the TV to know what I'm going to see. Like,
Tom Segura had a bad one, too.
The Duke player feels so bad. It has nothing to do with him, but he's just like, oh, my gosh.
Dude, he's probably like covering his eyes too.
He's like, I'm about to throw up. Bro.
He just saw a shin bone.
He's like, they're gonna have to clean up blood in my vomit if I keep looking at this. Like,
Matt,
stop saying those are trigger words right now.
That's blood bothering you? No.
This is why I wish we had cameras so you could see Matt's face right now. He's watching this video.
Take a picture of him while he's doing
that. All the everybody's reactions are crazy too.
That's what I was saying. Over now, that's what makes it personal is seeing everyone's reactions to like him being. That's what makes it horrifying because you're seeing everyone freak out. You're seeing players.
There's
roll
like grown
the
men in the stands crying.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, yeah, dude. There's grown men around the world who are crying.
Dude, imagine
being there were surgeons. Yeah, there were surgeons probably like, God, I wish I was the guy who gets to fix that.
I can't even watch a needle go in someone's arm, dude.
I can't watch a needle go into myself. I'm not scared of shots, but I can't see it.
If y'all don't do heroin? Come on.
No, bro. Whenever
I get for it, but no.
To this day, if they ask me to give blood, just that needle, dude, I'll about pass out.
So, do you know what I do? I'm sorry. This is terrible. You guys know what I do. You know, you walking through your life, and people are like, you want to donate blood, especially when you're in high school and college. Like, you
tell them you have AIDS.
I never once donated blood. Never once.
I haven't either. And
you
I
say
always,
you have AIDS.
No. I was like, yeah, I just got a tattoo like last week. I can't. I'm sorry.
I just say, no.
Well, just tell them you got a tattoo. They don't judge you.
No, judge me. I don't care. I'm not doing it. I will pass out.
No, dude.
No.
You want to donate some blood? I got AIDS. You still want it?
I've known too many people who've passed out from donating blood. And I've never done it. I had to give blood. I've had to get IVs and stuff. Like, but I've never donated because like I know I will pass out.
I know what you say. Hey, do you want to donate blood? Yeah, I got a bag of it in the car if you want it.
There you go.
Do you want there mine you or someone else?
I got some extra.
Dude, I just hate that feeling of when you're about to pass out and that cloud, the dark cloud just closing in on you, dude. I've had that feeling so many times in my life. I've passed out so many times, dude. I hate it.
Hey, slow down. Don't pass out.
I hate it, dude. Where I've had, like, where I've heart issues. So like, I used to inhale, pass out as a kid.
Inhale. There we go.
There we go. He's there we good. Go. I'm not going to pass
is
out.
Is the black cloud still around?
Dude, it's gone. It's gone.
Did you need to talk to somebody about the black cloud?
I was worried for a moment. I feel like I was on like episode Lost? Of Lost. I was going to say, I was, I feel like I was on an episode of Lost. There's a black cloud. It's freaking out. But, dude, have you ever passed out? Like, that feeling of that cloud just closing, and you know it's getting ready to happen, and then you wake up.
I've been knocked out by concussion, but I've never never passed out.
I've been knocked out 3 times. I passed out like 12, dude. Like,
I've self-induced passed out.
Dude, I had a buddy that
like hold your breath.
Like you drink a lot of alcohol and then you pass out.
Yeah, oh, I've all done that.
That's just going to sleep in an uncomfortable way.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had a buddy in college that passed out all the time.
Really?
And it was, he had an impeccable timing for the worst situations.
I'm not saying like I would be sitting at a dinner table and just pass out. Like it would be like, if I was having
date.
A bad day. Oh, no, dude, could you imagine you're at Applebee's with your date?
I was going to say Applebee's. He's sitting at Applebee's. He hasn't even got to that part of, like, you know, you get to know the girl. Like, he hasn't even got to that part. Like, yeah, sometimes I pass out.
Yeah, you don't lead with, hey, by the way.
Yeah, he's just sitting there. Dude. He's just sitting there, and the waiter comes up. He's like, yo, what can I get y'all? And she's like, oh, I'll have a Sprite. And he's like, I'll have a...
Bro. No, it was...
You're not getting a second date.
It was...
And like, you're not getting laid.
We would go to a college
you're
party.
Not.
The one time we went to a college party, of people we didn't know, we had just met them that day.
God.
And it was like, and we're all over there like pep talking too. You know what I mean? Like, all right, you know, let's make a good impression
let's
here.
Let's stay awake.
Let's make a good impression. Like, we're running the table with beer pong. Like, we're going to, you know what I mean? College shit.
The beer pong table and it crushes it?
No, dude.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
That would be hilarious.
We're standing there. And it was like, everything's going pretty good. We're drinking. We're playing. You know, everything's good. And we're standing there. We're not playing beer pong. But we're standing there. And all of a sudden, you hear it. It's almost, it's like an earthquake. It's uncanny, dude. It's like you're a bird in a natural disaster. You can feel something's happening in the air. Even if you're not looking at it. Dude, he falls, bumps into like the coffee table thing. Knocks that over. Everything on the coffee table goes. There's drinks, ashtray, like everything is just everywhere on the floor. And I'm just standing there like, all right, let's check on my buddy here and see how he's doing. And like, lean down, and like, wait, I'm like, dude, you gotta wake, like,
you
this
gotta
is
get
a pro-
up, bro.
This is a problem. And then I was like, does anybody know, you know, who's with this guy? You know, like, I don't know him. It's not, but no, he comes to and he's obviously so embarrassed,
dude.
Bro. Think about that. You're in college. You're passing out in front of we're like freshmen.
Bro.
Right? He's passing out in front of all these girls. He's passing out in front of all these guys.
You think that's embarrassing? You think that's embarrassing, bro? I invited my best friend, Jesse, who snapped that kid's ankles. He was staying the night
with. I love Jesse. Can we have him on here?
I would love to have Jesse on here.
I love
him. You would love him. He is so funny.
Tell him. You just back-to-back stories. I haven't heard. Let's see how this story goes. Actually.
So I invited Jesse over to my house. He stays in my house, and I stay at his all the time. So we just woken up. My mom told us we had to get up to get ready for school, blah, blah, blah. I go in there to make some coffee, and I was sitting on the counter. You know, like the counter in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's a little bit higher on the ground. My feet can't touch the ground. I'm sitting on the counter.
That's nasty, though.
It's okay.
That's where you prepare your food.
Me and him are just sitting there talking, having a normal conversation, bro. Just sitting there talking. And I know my whole life I've known I had a heart condition. So things like this just fucking happen. All right.
He's like, I knew it before they told me.
So I'm just sitting there on this counter and he's sitting there talking to me just like you and me are. And then as we're talking, I just pass out and slam my face on the floor right in front of him. And my mom said his reaction was just, oh, oh,
just
like,
freaking out,
just like not like he didn't even know what to do. He's like, what do I do? Like, I just face planted on the floor in front of him mid conversation, and we're supposed to have a normal day after this, like go to school and everything.
Please tell me this is the guy who hit 2 dogs.
No, that's Chris.
Okay,
that was the redhead at my wedding.
Okay,
yes.
You're like, if this guy hit is the same guy.
Yeah, if that was
this is the dog guy.
I should have introduced you guys to him, man.
You told us a whole ass story about him.
I didn't think so much was going on. I didn't think about introducing you.
The funniest moment of our podcast I was in presence with that guy, and I didn't know that. Like,
yeah, he was the best man at my wedding.
Two dogs.
I mean, two dogs. That was a whole fun episode. That was the two dog story. I died almost. Yeah. Like, that was when I started choking.
I have some good stories, man. But yeah, yeah, I face planted right in front of Jesse, and I could not imagine like just watching one of you guys literally just fall forward off a counter and smack your face on the ground, dude.
But here it was in front of your best friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
That's my buddy. Bad. He's got you.
That's not as bad, I guess. I did pass out once after we got done sledding too. That one sucked.
You gotta stop passing out. When's the last time you passed out?
5 years ago.
Oh, knock on something.
Yeah, dude, that's a long
honestly,
time.
Honestly, I kind of hope it happens now. Yeah. You know,
I kind of hope it happens right now.
Dude, could you imagine how legendary? That's all we need cameras, bro. If I passed out on podcast, that'd be sick.
I hope you guys just hear his headphones hitting the mic. Like, that's what I hope is the next sound you guys hear. No,
just saying,
I have
bro,
a question
awesome.
About your buddy, though. Okay. Does he have, like, narcolepsy or something? Like, what is
no,
up with
I
that?
No, I think it was, like poor circulation or maybe low blood sugar or something like that. I don't know. It was undiagnosed.
Is he, like...
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Okay.
But
check on your friend.
But yeah, he would pass out at just...
Does he have a driver's license?
It was uncanny, bro. His timing.
Does he have a car?
Yeah. He drives a lot regularly.
That's
how he gets around.
That's troublesome to me. There was somebody I went to high school with who had real bad epilepsy.
Is that the one where they just fall asleep?
No, that's the one where they have seizures. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, we had a girl like that.
You know the strobe? I don't think it was real bad, but you know like the strobe light warnings and stuff?
Yeah, it's for people like him.
Yeah.
Her.
It was her. But yeah, she didn't have like she couldn't get a license because she
had epilepsy.
Ours
was a her.
Yeah, she like, you know when it says, hey, if you're prone to seizures, don't watch this.
You ever had someone have a seizure? You ever see someone have a seizure?
Yeah, that girl.
I mean,
different one than Michael's, but the one we
yeah,
had.
Thankfully. Dude. I don't know if she ever had
dude, she
school,
did it when
I mean,
we were in like third grade.
Really?
And we're just like, all, and we're in the cafeteria.
You're like 9 year olds. You don't know what to
we're
do.
We're like,
bro, my first happening? Week when She's I when I just... used to work in the prison, my first week working in the prison, we were like doing our rounds and we looked in this guy's room and he was having a full blown seizure, smacking his head on the wall.
Is this after or before you guys beat him?
Did you put a wallet in his mouth?
Okay, listen.
I'm just kidding.
I did not beat this man. Okay. But he was hitting his head on the wall and I literally looked over at his like his cellmate and I was like, why didn't you say anything? He's like, I don't care. We're like, okay. We're like,
that's a very honest response.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care.
It's like, yeah, yeah. I don't really like this guy. I was hoping to have a room by myself for
yeah.
once.
Yeah, dude.
Getting real tired of pooping in front of somebody. Was hoping he'd die. So
yeah, we saw a lot of shit like, in that place,
I don't
dude.
Care.
But literally he was just banging his head on the wall and I was like, what the hell? And his roommate was just sitting there reading the newspaper. He was just like,
yeah, I mean, unaffected.
Got to be an interesting
Tony,
article.
I saw something. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is Big Ben's last game on Monday?
I have it right here, dude. I have it right here ready. You just ooped it up for me and you were just hoping I would dunk
who
it.
Who is Big?
Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Did you just ask
Steelers.
Who Big Ben was?
I mean, I know about the clock.
That's less important than Ben Roethlisberger, two-time right. Super Bowl champion of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
to answer your question, Matt, this could be his last game. And I've been looking up flights to Pittsburgh for this Monday to try my hardest
very
to
very last
to a game.
Minute to be getting flights.
I know.
That's only like a six-hour drive, dude. Just drive it.
I know. I don't have tickets. I need tickets. I would love to go, but it's not going to happen. But
why?
It's just not.
You're the only one stopping.
No one's going to go with me. I'm not going to go by myself.
Why?
Dude, I would go to that by myself.
Yeah, who cares?
Like if I was a Steelers
Tony,
fan.
If you are truly a Steelers fan and not a Cowboys fan, then I think you are. You should buy the tickets and go by yourself.
I would like to. And I might think about it. I'm going to think about tonight.
When's the game? Monday?
Monday.
Couldn't go. Never mind.
Dude, it might be Big Ben's last ever home game. He invited his friends, family, and past players they played with to the game. And he's not announced retirement yet, but we all know this is he is retiring. And, dude, I'm sad, man. I'm sad. I'm going to be emotional.
Who do they play?
They play the Bengals. It's a divisional game.
Ooh. You get to see Joe Burrow as well.
No. No, not the Bengals. I'm sorry, the Browns. Browns. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Divisional game.
Yeah.
But we used to Baker Mayfield, and I can't stand him.
Yeah.
I can't stand the Browns, dude. But I
don't
know.
Bro, we can get tickets
do,
for like $90, $100.
That's expensive. And then you got to drive, too.
What do you have? You have like a Honda, right?
I have an Optima, but I wouldn't drive my car, dude. My car is.
Let's look at best seats.
I was going to ask you if you're going to drive Grace's car, but you put a hole in the windshield, so.
Yeah, she's not too happy.
Dude, oh, $536 for the best seats.
I would get the worst seats. I do not care. I would get the absolute worst seats.
Tony, right there. $100 for a ticket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to go by myself, dude.
8:15. You don't even have to drive the day before. It's a 6.5 hour drive, dude. You leave at noon, you get some dinner, and then you drive to Heinz Field. All in all, gas and everything. I mean, you're spending, you might get a hotel that night. I'd probably get a hotel that night. With a hotel,
I would say don't even do that. Drive back.
I would drive right back.
Then you're spending less than $200 after fees, parking, and dinner, and gas.
I want, it's just a, could you imagine going to his last
game, bro, dude? Do it. Why are we talking about this?
I might do it. I might do it. I might say fuck it and
why
do
are
it.
We talking about this? Yeah, take pictures, take videos, throw it up on the Instagram.
Dude.
Why are we talking about this?
Big
just
Ben's
do it.
Last ever game, dude. Home game. Last ever home game, I should say.
I mean, yeah. Do it.
Golly.
Bitch, dude. If you don't.
I don't know, man. I want
it would
to.
Be
I,
it would be crazy, right?
It would be like, crazy, would be but nuts. I don't know if I'll do it. I that'd still have to work nuts. On Monday, so I have to get my shift covered, which could be done, but I don't know. I might do it.
I'll
we'll
do
see.
It.
We'll see.
Give me your keys and your password. I'll do it. And that'd be a cool story. I can't do it. That's the same reason I can't go to yeah. the game with you.
Is, exactly.
But yeah.
Dude, I wish, though.
I don't even work there is another
dude, that
issue
would be
with
nuts.
That, but.
Really to go
could you imagine
that.
His last game he throws for like 600 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, like just goes off, 6 touchdowns, screw it.
Tony, you need to do it.
I know, man. I know. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's last minute.
2020,
I have to find someone to go with
is
me.
Your year.
It is my year.
Started off.
It is
what
my
is it,
year.
January 2nd?
What?
No,
the
January
game? 3rd. 3rd. It's the 3rd.
Yeah, I could probably look at the TV and see that.
Yeah.
Dude, started
wait
off.
Wait a minute.
Started
off
strong.
Off. I mean, when you're looking
bro.
Back, when what? You're making a post at the end of 2022 and you're like, this is what I did this year.
Matt
I started off
something.
With a Steelers game.
That's so
big
true. That's so true.
Last
I never thought of it that
game.
Way.
Bro.
Think of the stories. What are you going to tell your kids?
Look at these seats.
Are you going to tell your kids?
Right behind the Steelers bench.
How much is it?
Those
these
are expensive.
These are expensive tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me. If I could get those seats, bro, I would die in the
you're
seat.
Looking at $536.
Bro, you're still coming out less than $700 after fees and gas.
I'm not dropping $700.
That's fine. And I'm saying right here, this is on StubHub. This is the most expensive one to do it, too. That's you're out the door less than $200. You said you were going to buy chairs or something. Hold back on the chairs for this.
Yeah.
I'm okay to wait on chairs. If you go do this.
That'd be nuts.
Well,
but dude,
we'll see.
That's,
we'll see.
It's crazy, though, right? Like, it's even like with Drew Brees. And I feel like we're finally, like we grew up, those were our.
I've never
right?
not
like,
seen Big Ben as a Steelers quarterback.
Those guys were crazy.
I'm going to cry so
Drew Brees,
hard, dude.
Dude,
cry
Ben Roethlisberger.
With
Peyton Manning.
40,000 other people are going to be crying with you.
Dude, last time I cried was in Pittsburgh when I was at the Steelers game. Right when I sat
that's
down. I what do you mean?
I watched you cry at your wedding.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, that's
did
true.
That. Yeah.
I cried like a baby.
We can't too. Unsee that.
Unfortunately,
I'm an ugly crier too, and that's a problem. I know.
I mean, you're destined to be an ugly crier if you're ugly. So I'm sorry.
That was rude. that was rude.
I love you, buddy.
That is the science behind it.
Yeah.
Like I'm a real like when I cry, frown real hard.
Yeah, I sniffle real bad.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like I was about to do it for the camera that we don't.
Did you cry for your wedding?
I sniffled up real bad.
You didn't get it. You didn't cry,
dude. Then. I haven't had tears roll down my face.
I know you
last
cried,
time.
Matt. I know you love
I'm
your
a
wife.
Stoic,
watched you cry too.
I'm a stoic crier, but I did cry.
You cry like a soldier. You know what I mean? Like a.
I'm like, what is this water on my face?
Like a
know?
Lone soldier. You just Matt, look and it just it's like the single tear.
Matt cries like he just watched his best friend get shot in the head.
Yeah.
In war.
Like, I feel like I would bawl my eyes out.
Accepting. I mean, you're still getting shot at also because you were in the battlefield also. So you can't really just. You can't
Matt just stuffs it back down in that jar and tightens that lid a little bit tighter.
I'm just kidding. Matt, you both had beautiful.
I'll just swallow it down and we'll have a stroke at 40.
You both. No, you both had beautiful weddings. It was really sweet.
Tampa.
I got to post that picture of us on the Insta too.
I put it on Twitter.
I'll post it on the Insta tomorrow.
Yeah, that was a nice picture. That's the first time a lot of listeners like got to see us. Like,
yeah.
A question I do have for you is like being a diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
The hardest.
Like, what is it like when, I mean, I guess you haven't had something like this, maybe with Polamalu, right?
Go ahead and ask.
Like, what is, once they leave, is it like harder to be a fan?
I'm the perfect candidate for this question because I've seen Troy Polamalu, James Harrison go.
Yeah.
I've seen Antonio Brown leave. I've seen Le'Veon
Obviously,
Bell
you're
leave.
Still a fan of the team, but is it like, oh, this is different
It's
now.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
After Troy Polamalu, it was hard because Troy Polamalu is my favorite player of all time. He was the most,
that dude was ridiculous.
He was the most electric player to watch. I saw him do so many insane things. It was just every time.
From
I
his watched, position, too, yes. to be able to.
Yes.
He I had mean, like that middle linebacker kind dude, of like control.
He was so exciting to watch. So after watching him, it felt stale almost because you're lucky. It's the same thing with Antonio Brown. Whenever you see these players play that are like peak performance players,
dude,
like
Antonio
TJ Watt
Brown
right now,
on the Steelers was ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, it's like TJ Watt right now.
Yeah.
You're seeing someone and you're not appreciating how great they are. And then when they're gone, that's all you can think about is how great they were. So I felt it three different times now. But
I would. Can you imagine trying to be in that, play that position after that guy? Being the quarterback. I mean, I guess if you're Aaron Rodgers, it might not be as hard.
And that hair, dude, just blowing in the wind, man. He got some of the craziest interceptions, dude. And then next player I'm gonna miss is Big Ben. You know, like you look at a lot of franchises and they're ones that are built around a great quarterback, and that's not a worry of theirs. And then there's the other ones, which is we're still trying to figure it out. We don't know if this is the guy yet. You know what I mean? And
it does seem like it's always the teams that have a quarterback that it's like, this is our guy, and it's working. Like, it seems to pan out a little better.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look at the Steelers. We've never had a season below 500 since Mike Tomlin's been there, and that's been 17 years.
Wasn't he like win an award or something for the best coach?
Yeah, he's in the running right now for Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year.
He won it a couple years back as well. But I still think we're going to the Super Bowl this year. I still believe that.
So why would Big Ben not keep playing then?
Dude.
How old is he?
He's 37.
Yeah, but how are you, going to bail out?
Maybe older.
5 games before you could potentially.
He's not. He's playing. He's playing through the season. This is just his last home game.
Okay. That was my confusion. I was like, why is he quitting after this?
He is 39 years old.
Yeah, he's 39 years old, and he has no offensive line, and he's getting hit more than almost any other quarterback. I mean,
look at the Athletic article right there. What's next at QB after Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, what's next? Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. That's who.
Yeah.
I think they'll get Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is coming to Pittsburgh, and when he does, we're going to win another Super Bowl.
Dude, I was saying that like a couple months ago, yeah. And you're like, dude, that would be crazy if that happened.
I'm telling you, dude, if we get Aaron Rodgers, if That'd they win a Super so Bowl, nice. If they win a Super Bowl, he ain't going to leave them.
One more football thing and we can move on, just because it's huge.
And I know nothing.
John Madden. Of the Madden video
games.
Yes,
I did know that, dude.
Passed away.
He's like 80-something.
85.
I didn't know. I'm going to be. I didn't know he was still alive. That was, you know.
He's a legend, man. He was a legend.
Well, yeah. Boom. I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't.
Boom, pow, right through the middle.
That dude, I didn't know he was that old.
What he's going to do, he's going to run around, he's going to throw it. Dink off the head. Like, dude, he just made the crap. He was so, like, he won, like, 11 Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
He's coached the Raiders and all that stuff.
I don't think he won 11 Super Bowls.
That's a lot of Super Bowls.
Hold on. Not 11.
He won a Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl. No, hold on. What did I see?
I don't think anyone's ever won 11.
That's a lot of Super Bowls for.
I don't think it's 11. I saw something, though. The numbers are crazy.
Because Tom Brady's got 7, and that's the most.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. No.
John Madden
covered. He
had,
covered 11. That's
yeah,
what it
he
was.
Covered.
That wasn't the number that stuck out to me, though. He won 16 Emmys
as a sports
announcer.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That was the crazy thing.
Do you know what the last
11
game
Super Bowls
that
would be
he.
Crazy.
Dude. Do you know what the last game was that he announced for?
What?
Steelers versus Cardinals Super Bowl. Super Bowl 43, whenever Santonio Holmes caught it in the end zone with 20 seconds left.
What Super Bowl are we on this year?
50-something, yeah.
Yeah.
Lee.
Something crazy.
That? Yeah, I don't really watch football. So.
But, man, John
Madden,
though.
You should be a Steelers
like,
fan.
Even if you don't watch football, John Madden.
I do know John Madden. Like, yeah, I've played Madden games. Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Madden. He used to be on the cover of those games.
He was on the cover every year.
They wanted to come out with them
his ass.
Earlier. They wanted to release the games earlier than they did.
Yeah.
But John Madden was like, nah. I want it to be, like, a little more realistic.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
He wasn't too realistic when they started, but.
Yeah. I mean, in comparison.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being him? That's got to blow your mind seeing Madden 22.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
I bet he'll be on the cover of Madden 23.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. He'll 100%. Be on the cover. He'll have to be, dude.
I mean, you can't. Who are you going to put? Big Ben?
It's a good idea. It's a
Big
good
Ben,
idea.
Big Ben, John Madden.
Retired.
That would be the best cover ever. I would just have it.
You wouldn't even play it? You'd just not even open it?
Yeah, just have it.
That's the one you buy, the like super nice edition.
Yeah, like the $120 version.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to a Steelers game. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
Yeah, I sat. It was the most miserable, not because of the sport, but it was the most miserable 3 hours of my life. Because
of the cold?
Because it was freezing cold, yeah. And I was sitting under a rafter, and it was raining, and I was getting double rained upon, and it was awful. It was not a fun time.
Good.
I've been to a Falcons game, though. That was a lot of fun, because I was Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's indoors, and it was more indoors. It was a lot better. I didn't get soaked.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in the dead of winter.
Yeah, I do wish the Steelers had an indoor facility, but I think they never will. They are a iron city that's like known for being tough and rough, and that's why they like having the outdoor like weather option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those Green Bay, Chicago, like those teams,
Chiefs,
the ones that have need to indoor have stadiums,
these like super, because that, think about that though, like they have such an advantage at home games on those.
Yeah.
You know if the Texans go up and play.
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of? You know probably why they don't have like coverings on like most of it? Think of how heavy snow would get.
Yeah, did you ever see the arena that the snow collapsed the roof?
No, I didn't.
It was the Vikings.
Yeah, dude, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I mean,
it was the Vikings.
You get up north, like Chicago gets a lot of snow.
Yeah, they had a blizzard. It was the Vikings, I think. They had a blizzard, and on their CC cameras, like in the middle of the night, there was one guy left in the arena, and he was sitting there doing something in the arena. And he looked up, and the ceiling was falling in because of the snow.
Did he survive?
Yeah, he survived. Okay. He got out of there, and then the whole ceiling just collapsed.
There was a game a few weeks ago with the Patriots, and it was, the weather was so like crazy. It was snowing so much and everything. Mac only threw for like four or five passes the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do anything.
You're it's so crazy. Cool. Yeah,
you know, the Utah Jazz. There's players have to like get used to like the altitude there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the air, I don't know what the quality is, but the air is a little bit worse up there, and like they have to get like acclimated to it. They'll get up there and not be able to.
Is it just because an elevation thing? Because
the elevation is so high, they'll just.
That's when it started.
Oh my god!
Oh, it destroyed the whole place,
dude. That's frightening enough, man. That looks like a waterfall.
That's what it did to the arena after.
Dude, I bet that cost millions.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, because of snow.
Millions of dollars. Yeah, I bet they have an open concept.
I don't think they do anymore. I don't think they do. I think they just made it sturdier or something. I don't know.
Really?
They have an indoor.
I almost wonder if you could do like a heated
roof. Oh, yeah.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
I guarantee they do.
And then the snow lands on there and it just melts and it rolls off.
I bet they do. I bet they have a way. I
guarantee they would. I mean, at that point, you just had to sink millions, if not billions.
They got the money.
I mean, yeah. Just because you have the money don't mean you want to spend the money. Now, we're talking to Moneybags Corley over here. So,
oh, yeah. Shut up. I do want
to
go.
It's nothing to rebuild the roof.
I am trying to take Grace to Vegas in April to go to like a UFC fight.
Yeah, you told us about that.
Dude, I'm trying to go so bad, man. I want to go to see a UFC fight.
Do you think
so
she would like a UFC fight?
She wants to. She wants to go.
Yeah.
She's never really watched UFC, but me and Kaylin and Marquise and Courtney, I want to go, which is like all of our friend group. And she wants to do anything they want to do, and they're all like super excited about it. So she's like, I think it'd be fun. So we're going to try to go to one. And then just spend like 4 or 5 days in Vegas and just have like a ball.
See, I'm the guy though that would go there just to watch Joe Rogan announce.
For sure.
I wouldn't like, I'd be like, yeah, the fights or whatever, but like,
that'd be cool.
There's Joey.
There's fucking Joe Rogan.
Uncle
right
Joe.
There. You'd see so many famous people depending on which fight you went to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I imagine you go to just about any fight, you're going to see.
Especially in Vegas.
Someone famous, at least.
Mike Tyson, that'd be sick to meet Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, if you're listening, I want to meet you.
I'm so mad, dude. Israel Adesanya has a fight in February, and it's in Texas. And if it was in Vegas, I would have already booked the tickets and the flights.
We're at in Texas.
Probably a lot cheaper in Texas.
Houston. Yeah, but we want to go to Vegas.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? It's just in Houston. But we're trying to go to Vegas and, like, go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Yeah. Houston's pretty cool, but it's not like Vegas.
Exactly. So, it sucks. But we're waiting for a good fight to drop so we can go down there and spend some money.
I'm going to a concert in April, actually.
What concert?
It was Kayla's Christmas gift. We're going to see
Awesome
Justin
Minaj.
Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see Justin Bieber.
Oh, the Biebs.
We are.
He's a believer.
I don't mind his new music. I'll be honest with you. Like, his old music I don't care for, but April we're going to Justin Bieber.
I don't think I'm a fan of listening to people sing.
I
get it, but I don't get it.
I like concerts. I like concerts quite a bit. My favorite concerts have never been. I've been to a couple pop hip hop concerts.
I like concerts. I just don't like hearing people sing.
Yeah.
Well, like
I saw the Chili Peppers. That was crazy.
You saw the Chili Peppers?
Kanye West.
I would see Greta Van Fleet though. I would see them.
Yeah, in Chicago.
When?
At Lollapalooza. Like,
bro.
5 years ago.
Do they still tour? They don't tour.
I don't know. Probably.
I'd pay
some. They're getting old, but
I'd pay some money to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, the best concert I ever went to was actually a rap concert. It was Hoodie Allen. You guys remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of fell off the face of the earth. He had a good, really good first album, and then his like second album sucked, and I just quit listening.
Probably the craziest one I saw was ASAP Rocky.
You want to see the? You want to hear like, the list of people?
It was
I
just
saw?
So high energy.
I've seen Logic, G-Eazy, YG, Yo Gotti, ASAP Ferg, Migos, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Tory Lanez, Ray Shrimmer, Lil Yachty, Mac Miller, J. Cole.
You saw Mac Miller?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I saw Mac Miller like 6 months, or no.
I had a J. Cole ticket I could tell you all about. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Mac Miller, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Waka Flocka Flame, met him, smoked a blunt with him. It was awesome. Wale, Schoolboy Q, Kevin Gates, and Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so much to unpack. First of all.
Saw a lot of them.
I
used to be a big concert going.
Flame. Hold on.
It was at ETSU.
Bro, but that was that song.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
you remember Hard in the Paint, bro? That song.
I went Hard in the Paint. I was a legit fangirl at that concert because I had the very, very front row. And this is probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever said. But he was rapping and I put my hand out because I was like so excited. You know, like, oh, Waka. And my hand touched his chain. And it touched his chain. And it also touched his chest.
And you're just caressing
it looked
pecs.
Like I was caressing him, but I wasn't. I was just like reaching, like I was pumped, you know what I mean? But my hand caressed his chest.
Then he takes you to the back. He's like, you touched my titties good, boy.
I don't think he remembered. He definitely didn't acknowledge it, but I in my brain in the moment,
dude,
I was like, that was odd.
What if
I saw Wiz Khalifa at ETSU and they freaked out because he started smoking on stage?
Yeah,
I remember that.
They were
was,
not cool with that.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You had to be 21 to go to that concert, and I was a month away from being 21. I was so mad.
Yeah, you got to buy a fake at that point.
I was a month away.
No, but it's through the school. It's not like...
Yeah, dude. I had to get my tickets through the school. They have my birthday.
That's
my social. Like, I have everything. J. Cole.
Yeah.
I had tickets to see J. Cole when I started my old... Like, where I used to work with you guys and everything. And I was in training whenever that concert was. And I'm not going to shout him out, but the guy who trained me told me he'd fire me if I didn't come to work that day.
So really?
I did not go
That's
to the
savage.
I did not go to the J. Cole.
Bro, I have concert. The hardest J. Cole. This is from the concert that I went to. I wish the viewers could see this, but
Post
I took
Insta.
This picture. That's Post me holding a lighter, and he's looking at me as I'm holding the
you
fucking
show me
lighter.
That. That's dope.
That is the hardest picture I've ever taken in my life.
I do.
My thing, okay. I'm not, because J. Cole's awesome. I'm not arguing that fact.
For your eyes only,
but sometimes it's a little like
2011
NPR TED talkish of like, dude,
listen,
like
dude,
I just want to hear you spit bars.
For your eyes
this.
Only, it's not his best album, but when I listen to the song,
I love it.
For your eyes only,
it's so good,
and it is a very conversational.
Do you
song.
Know what it's about?
It's about his buddy who got killed.
It's about his buddy that got killed,
yeah.
And he released that whole album for his daughter. To hear, he's talking to his
yeah.
his daughter in place of him.
I love that album.
It's
For
so good.
Your eyes only. Oh, that song just.
J. Cole's my favorite artist ever. Yeah.
And that's why I'm
ever.
Perhaps J. Cole's amazing. I'm not trying to take
it
that
is
away.
Very TED talky.
But dude, there are some times where I'm like, bro, just spit bars. Like you are so good at what you do, and you can convey that same message and that story through the song like no one else can. Now, I understand the theatric of let me talk and build it up and all that, but bro, just go in. I just want to hear people
man.
Go in, dude.
My I want to go to his Dreamville Festival this year.
My favorite
I can't wait.
Living art,
yeah,
like living
Astral
rapper.
World.
Matt, Antoni, you're invited to it, but this doesn't seem like your thing.
The Pittsburgh game? I'll go.
No.
You're buying tickets.
This is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This is September 1st, 2022, 6:30 in Charlotte. You guys, everyone who's listening, yeah, we should all go.
I'll go. I'll take Grace.
Yeah, we should do this.
What day is it?
September 1st, 2022.
Done.
We should. We should get big enough to be able to buy a listener a ticket to this.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it.
To come with
okay,
us.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, we'll commit to it right now. We have to find a way to track it, but we three are going to this concert, September 1st, 2022.
Yep.
We will buy...
Bro, I might be dead by then. That's so far away.
They can have your ticket.
That's the earliest. Yeah, then we'll have two listeners.
I know, but
two
I'm just...
listeners.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's... Time-wise, I'm like, bro,
that's
I can't even...
9 months.
...conceptualize September of 2022.
You can have a baby by then.
That's like this.
So you could literally have a child in 9 months.
Yeah, a little early, but yeah.
It's like trying to wrap your head around the speed of light. Or just like...
That's 6 trillion miles.
The infinite... Yeah, right. But
this motherfucker,
6 trillion
dude.
Miles a year.
Yeah.
It's 6 trillion.
Yeah, but the thing is, that number, like, that number
that's
means nothing to you.
That's
you know
9 months.
You know how to say it.
Bro.
You know how to say 9 months.
9 months. That was March.
What are you doing in 3 months?
3 months? Kayla's birthday.
Okay.
4 months, going to Justin Bieber concert.
This guy, he's got it figured out. I forgot I was talking to Michael.
You're talking to Michael.
You're talking to the guy who knows what he's going to do. No, okay, but here's the thing. We're going to commit to it right now. We got to figure out, we'll work out the details.
The deets.
We are going to run a contest. Something that, you know, you get our name out to some people. We're going to have to track it somehow, maybe reviews. Yeah. We'll figure this part out. Don't stress about it yet. But we will pick one of our listeners, and we will... The three of us will go to this concert, and we will buy this listener a ticket, and you come with us. You have to get your own hotel because we don't know you like that. But other than that, like,
we'll pay for the ticket.
We'll pay for the ticket.
Unless you're one of the listeners that we do know like that.
Yeah, if we do know you like that,
if we do
then
know
no
you,
problem.
A little different.
Where's it at? Charlotte?
It's in Charlotte.
We're going to have a good time, too. We're not going to just go to the concert. We're going to go out.
They got Topgolf there?
Yeah,
I've never done Topgolf.
I've been to Topgolf.
You've never been?
Dude, Topgolf, yeah.
They have some good ass
and
food.
Bro,
you
eat
that burger. Did you ever forget that? It's like a $60 burger. Like, it's ridiculous.
It does not matter. You have to get the food, dude.
It's crazy.
So, and you
their
get
pizza.
Hammered,
and listener,
pizza.
We will buy you that burger, too.
Oh, we will buy the four of us that burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll all split the burger.
One burger?
Yeah, one way, one burger.
Oh, bro. There's a reason it's a $60
burger. Oh, it's a big burger?
It's a huge burger.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's not a...
We're all going to split the burger.
You know how we talked about food eating challenges couple weeks ago?
I want a burger so bad.
That
now.
Would be too big for a food eating challenge.
I might grab a burger after this.
Dude, same, bro. I can't stop thinking about it now.
But are we cool with that?
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Charlotte, September 1st.
Done and done. Grace is going to go. She's going to want to go.
Yeah, Kayla will go. I mean, we'll be running thick.
I really want to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers game now.
Do it.
I really want to go now.
It's $100, bro.
Yeah, literally $200 after fees.
I don't
gas
trust
and
my
food.
Car going 6 hours up there, though.
Your car is straight, bro.
It's cold and snowy up there, dude.
Your car's straight.
I mean, we can check the weather. It's 70 here right now. I think you're good up in
Let's
Pittsburgh.
Just look weather.
It's not even that far from here. Pittsburgh snows like an inch more than we do.
Do I not have a weather? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's a cool listener gets to come hang.
Yeah, that'd be dope. We're going to do some like merchandise eventually, too, that we'll probably be giving away also, which we will have by then because we are going to be at the concert, three guys. We're going to be like that family at Disney World. Matt, damn it.
It's 50 degrees in Pittsburgh right now. It's not bad.
Yeah, dude, it's not going to be snowing by Monday.
Is this one of those wood puzzles?
No, it's a mount. Matt is getting blown away by a mounting thing.
Pass me the rock.
Oh, it's broken. Be careful with it. So they're playing with this little moon decoration thing that I've lit up.
It's broken. Sick as fuck.
Yeah, it is cool. Kayla got me for Christmas a couple years ago.
You could break it the rest of the way and then wear it as a hat.
I could. That's actually how it got broke to begin with. Somebody did do that. They didn't. It was a whole thing. I'll tell y'all about it.
That's dope.
Anyway, so we'll have like merchandise, like not like merchandise for sale. Maybe we might, but we're gonna have like we'll be deep, and it'll be like those families at Disney World who like have
the
all,
Johansons.
Like have all matching orange.
That
shirt.
Makes me so mad, dude.
Yeah.
Every single time I go somewhere like that.
How
makes
you
me
feel
mad.
About kids on leashes? I feel like you have an opinion on this, and I don't know why.
Kids on leashes, I don't hate it. I'll be honest with you, I don't hate it. I think it's practical. I think it's smart.
I can respect the practicality.
It cuts the talking out of it. It's just like, you're not going over there.
Yeah, there's no question.
You're not going.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like it, and I do like it more when they do the pro move, and they wrap it around their waist. The parents.
So they don't even
have
to hold it.
Yeah,
so they have a base.
Yeah, they just wrap around their waist, and I think that's the move I'm going to go with as a parent.
You would be a... Kind of kid with a leash.
Yeah.
Look, I respect the practicality of it, but I just don't. I can't bring myself to walk my child like a dog.
You don't have any kids yet, though.
No.
I think there's a little childhood trauma that would come with that. Oh,
I think it would be like a weird... There'd be something.
Speaking of childhood
they
trauma...
They couldn't do jump rope afterwards or something.
At Christmas, we rehashed some of my childhood trauma between me and my parents. Would you guys like to hear about it?
I would love to hear about your trauma.
It's actually about Universal, funny enough.
Okay.
So, when I was six, my parents got us tickets to go to... Like, we took a vacation, as you do as a family, to, like, Disney World and Universal. You've been to Universal, right, Tony?
Yep.
Matt, have you ever been to Universal?
No.
Not for a six-year-old.
No,
and no, it's definitely not.
Not for a six-year-old. Disney World was fun. I'll tell you the fun stuff at Disney World. I remember one thing about Disney World.
Small World.
I remember a lemonade stand that we went to at Disney World, and that's it.
Some good lemonade.
It was some bomb-ass lemonade. I could probably tell you where it was in the park. But anyway, for Universal, there's two big things I remember. First off and foremost, the first thing we do whenever we get there is we go on this this train, which I think, in my ignorant six-year-old brain, that it is a train. Nope. It was a ride. On this ride, the train breaks in half, and part of it falls into the abyss. And I'm sitting there.
Oh, that's part of the...
That's the ride.
Okay.
That the whole ride...
Do you go in the abyss?
No. Okay. But it's like shaking. It's like an earthquake's happening.
And then you don't know.
I don't know this is a ride.
You see half of it snap and fall in a hole.
Exactly. So I'm sitting here sobbing. I am freaking out. People are laughing. And I'm like, is this...
Yeah, I'm surrounded by murderers.
Is like, this what happens? Like, is death supposed to be filled with joy and laughter? Because we're about to laugh.
The answer's yes.
Yeah, this is the upside down or something. Everybody's real weird.
20 years later, that's what I remember. The other thing I remember, I don't know the context of this event, but there's like 200-300 people in this room, and we're watching some show, and they ask for volunteers. And my dad raises his hand, like he wants to be a volunteer, and they pick him. And they just take him away. They take him up this like little elevator thing.
Oh, I know where this is going. I haven't heard it, but I know where it's going.
They put him on this platform.
And they cut them.
And they push him off.
Oh, damn. I thought they cut him in half.
No. They push him off this platform, and all I see is my dad, my papa.
Papa?
Just hit the fucking ground. I am like, I thought the train, you think the train was bad at my reaction. I am in shambles. I'm on the ground. I just watched my father.
You're upset.
Get pushed off a table.
Murdered.
And how did that make you feel?
I mean.
Wait, they just pushed him off a table?
No. A platform.
How high?
Like 40, 50 feet.
And what did he land in?
I'm getting to it. Like 40, 50 feet, I see my father get pushed off this off this platform and die, as I think. My mom's freaking out. She doesn't know what's happening. My brother, who's 12 at this time, he's like, none of us know what's happening. Everyone's just like.
He's just sitting there like thumbs up. Like, yeah.
Everyone is dead silent, staring at the obvious family of the victim because we are sobbing. And then he just comes down and is like, hey, I'm okay.
Good.
What it was they put like his shirt or whatever on this like dummy.
And they made it look like it was him.
Yeah. And that's
You're just a stupid kid.
Yeah. Okay.
Dumb family right there.
Dude, you don't talk about traumatic experience.
That's the only cool one.
You know, like, guys, so they always say don't take your kids who are too young to Disney or whatever because they're not going to remember it. You want them to remember it.
Yeah, they'll remember it if you want them to.
You can make them remember it, and I remembered it. So.
That's funny, dude.
God, dude, it was rough. I was still thinking about it. So.
Got all those memories.
Talking about it at Christmas 20 years later. When you died in front of me?
Yeah, we were talking. I don't remember. We brought it up. We were talking about like Disney and stuff. And we're telling him that we're going to Orlando in a couple months. It's like, oh, you're going to go to Universal? And we have that whole conversation.
See, Robert should have convinced you that your dad was a zombie.
He thought he was dead too. We all.
He'd be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
That's not really dad. Just get him like zombie type stuff. Get him like brain looking stuff that looks like brains.
Dude, this is 2001. I don't know what this is yet. I don't know any of this stuff is yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You could have been. Played so hard on that, bro.
Yeah, I could have kept it going just 20 years later. Like,
that is something that is scary.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah.
So we might go to Orlando in the future, and I might let my kids think I died, because that's what you.
That's fair. That's what you do as a dad.
It went from I'll beat them at sports to like I'll die in front of them.
I'll teach them how to deal with their emotions early.
They'll learn.
Oh.
Some people get a dog, so they go through trauma that way. I'd die. I'd do the dying around here.
I'll teach him. No.
Now, damn it, this is my house, and I'll be the one that dies.
Yeah,
in front of them.
I'll teach them. I'll teach them really just how to bottle up their emotions. No, and just
that's what matters, though. You know,
yeah. Let the boy watch.
Let the boy watch.
Oh, guys, I think that was it for this week's episode of the Three Guys and Ties podcast. We are so excited to have you all.
So excited.
So excited to have you all join us on season two.
This is season two right now.
Super excited.
This is it right here. We're doing big things this year. We're going to get videos. I bought a camera so we could go video and it.
From a gumball machine, apparently.
It didn't work. So It's looking at us. It's not on.
Hey, the set is really coming together though, and we are excited to bring it to you guys so you can see what we're sitting in.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting Tony a shorter couch moving forward, and then
yeah, Tony.
He's eventually going to have just a placemat like an Asian.
Dude. I've spent the last 2-3 weeks like redoing this entire studio, and Tony, like, I added art, I added signage, decoration.
It looks great.
Mics. We
have minus
new
where
mics.
I'm sitting.
Got a TV. Got a fake plant. We got it all.
I mean,
and then Tony comes in here. He's like, "Oh, cool. When am I getting a new chair?"
I just said I need a new chair. This one is cool and all, but again, you can see the dilemma I'm having.
I legitimately cannot.
Matt, you understand.
Yeah, I think with a stronger arm, I don't think it would matter as much. The thing is, you're taller
get a new table
than we
also.
Are. So to yeah, me, I mean, it doesn't seem off. But for you, you probably feel...
I'm the star, and I'm telling you I will need a new chair.
The guy who's been on the least amount of episodes is the star. You hear this guy? Not even, like, one less.
Leo
like,
gets what Leo wants, all right?
I thought you were Will Smith.
I'm white, so I can't be Will.
Okay, that's fair.
But Leo
anyway,
gets what
guys.
He wants.
That was it for the first episode of season 2. We hope you loved it. We, like we said, we're going to bring some great things to you this year. One of you is going to go see Red Hot Chili Peppers with us in concert. So that's going to be really cool.
It's going to be lit.
That'll be lit. And we're going to go play Topgolf because Matt's never done that. And so hopefully. Yeah.
And I'm the only one here that kind of golfs.
Yeah. I've never golfed a day in my life, but
my putting game is crazy.
I'm good at putting.
I don't really golf, but I kind of golf. We golf together.
Yeah, we did.
I kind of golf. Of our group, I kind of golf.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
I've been disc golfing.
Well, we'll be doing it when we're in Charlotte. We'll be playing
golf.
I've
played Topgolf.
Yeah.
I've not played like real like golf cart, 18 beers to 18 holes golf, but I've played golf before in my life. Topgolf. Anyway, so yeah, a lot of big things. We hope you're liking it. We hope you like the new format. We just tell your friends about us. You know, get our name out there. We're wanting to grow a lot this year, and you guys who've supported us this far is why we're where we're at, and we just want some more people on board. So like us on Instagram. That's what we say now. Anyway, follow us on Instagram, Twitter at Three Guys and Ties. Send us your suggestions at threeguysandtiespodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review, subscribe to us, do everything, all the things that everyone tells you to do. I'm not going to keep telling you. Yeah. Just do the things people tell you to do. But that was it, guys. We will catch you all next week. Hope you all have the happiest of New Year's. Hopefully, Tony will tell us about the football game he'd better go to in a couple days. And, yeah, we love y'all.
Goodbye.
See you. See you.